Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees, with four convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week, by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
Us or just follow us
or both.
Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
After that golf, I watched to catch up on SNL last night, and then I fell asleep. But so I didn't see any Grammys. I guess the Dolly Parton thing, I wouldn't mind seeing that. I guess I think I appreciate Dolly Parton.
You watched any of that, correct?
Okay. But other than I wasn't planning on watching it because I know they always, it always sucks. At least for my music taste, it sucks.
I mean, Dolly, I knew the songs.
Yeah, but it was.
But I didn't know some of the artists. Like they sang after the Gold Rush. It was Alicia Keys, Dolly, and then some hot little brunette that I did not recognize.
In the beginning, Michelle Obama showed up. I'm sure that pissed off conservatives watching the Grammys.
Yeah.
What conservatives turned on the Grammys to see the beginning? So no, I don't watch the Grammys, and I'm proud everybody won. Good job.
You should scroll back through Eddie Trunk's Twitter feed from last night.
Oh, I'm sure he's ripping it, right?
Well, I mean, he, from our point of view, he makes valid points. And it's not music's biggest night. It's pop's biggest night.
Yeah, it's pop's biggest
night. They make no mention to rock music during the show.
None.
And I guess somebody pointed out,
which is crazy because it's a 3-hour show. Whatever it takes, you can't do 10 minutes on rock.
Well, they do the In Memoriam.
Yeah.
Left out Vinnie Paul. From Pantera.
Jesus, that's wrong.
It's like, come on, man.
Everybody knows who that dude is. Well, in rock world knows who that guy is, but it's like we don't know the pop world either, so somebody died in the pop world, you might not know who they are. But
or the rap world.
Vinnie Paul's been, or the rap world.
But right? I wouldn't know.
Just an overall,
it's pop's biggest
disrespect
night.
for rock music
yeah.
at that ceremony.
Yeah. Don't really care. Didn't watch it. How was your weekend, Mr. Evans?
Oh, it was lovely.
All right. Good for you.
Yeah. Good for me.
Lovely.
Did you eat a lot? And then... Saved the farting for this morning?
I didn't save it.
Did you rip his studio up there pretty good?
I usually don't notice if it smells bad when I walk into the office.
In the office.
And this morning was an exception.
Yeah.
Well, that office is
I noticed it this
It's kind of a tomb
well.
Anyway, man.
Yeah,
it's pretty airtight.
Bad ventilation.
Pretty airtight because it's built in, what, 45? I think Brokaw used to fart in there, right? In the 60s.
Yeah.
I guarantee. Yeah,
some of his are still
Brokaw
circulating.
Brokaw worked in the building, so it had to be Brokaw's ass.
I heard the most egregious
Brokaw's
offender
ass in there.
Was Paula Zahn.
I don't think she was here.
She was the worst.
Brokaw was here. Yeah.
No, Paula Zahn was here for a second.
Was she really?
I think so.
I thought she was just national all the way. Maybe she was. Well, Paula Zahn's ass would be pretty nice. Back in the day.
Yeah. I think you were going to say that this morning.
How old is she now?
Haven't seen it lately.
Then she was pretty hot.
Not sure.
Yeah, so it was just some Brokaw farts still left in our office, I'm sure.
That's what I'll blame it on.
The ghost of Tom
Brokaw.
And he's not alive. He's not dead. The ghost of Tom Brokaw's farts. Just squeaking out through the concrete in there.
Did you watch football this weekend?
No, Todd did. I was out. I was in out watching some basketball. But
Saturday.
I heard I got good reviews on football. And actually,
did it?
Yeah, apparently it beat a live NBA game that night, too.
The San Antonio Commanders and the San Diego Fleet.
Yeah.
There was another game going on, too, but that was the one for our region.
Oh, that's right. It was to regional stuff, wasn't it?
Okay, now, got it. It was actually on the network.
Mm-hmm.
It was on CBS on Saturday.
I heard, yeah.
And then Sunday afternoon they had a couple of games on the CBS Sports Network.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's 2 Saturday, 2 Sunday pretty much every week.
All right.
So, great games?
He said
no.
People liked it. I read good reviews about the football.
It was pretty decent quality football.
Yeah.
You would expect,
plus it wasn't the Patriots. I mean, I think there's some, I mean, without going on a rant about the stupid Patriots again, the cheating team, people don't want, just to get tired of seeing that crap. Let's watch somebody that's not the Patriots. All right. I think people just want to see football for a while.
I did see a highlight of like a safety or a cornerback coming on a blitz.
Yeah.
Blindside, quarterback, hit the quarterback right in the chest. Dude's helmet flew 20 feet.
No flag.
You would have been in prison in the NFL.
Oh, yeah. They actually hit him in the back.
Was it in the back?
Yeah, and then the helmet went, the ball went. Yeah,
it was. So it was a clean hit, but,
oh, yeah.
But the helmet goes off. The NFL's going to throw
it
a flag too
bad.
Quick. Yeah,
it looked bad.
And that's what the NFL does. They do it when it looks
right,
bad.
They probably would have thrown a flag in the National Football League.
Right.
But unblocked off the edge and just leveled the guy.
That's on the.
That was the old ASU boy.
Was it?
That was before they sat him down. Yeah.
This is why Todd's excited. All the Arizona State guys are not in the NFL. They're in this league. He's mentioned two or three guys now.
That's why I like leagues that are right below the NFL, because it gives
a lot of the Arizona State guys.
It gives a chance for some of those Arizona State guys to get a job in football.
What's their? It's a universal salary, that league too, isn't it? $50,000 for 3 weeks.
Something 75, like
I think it's 75
grand for the year or something.
Good for them.
And if you do one full or two full years, you get tuition assistance, like education.
Oh, you want to go back to school?
Yeah, they'll help you finish out your education if you left early.
Maybe they'll work at some sort of minor league. Good for them.
Yeah, and you can paint houses in the summer.
That's right.
Like the old NFL guys used to.
Or teachers do.
Or sell cars.
Yeah.
CBS adding 12 million viewers to the Super Bowl.
Oh, okay.
Which means it is no longer one of the lowest rated.
Well, streaming?
No, in bars, hotels, and restaurants.
Oh, I know they do that later.
That crowd.
I know they do that later.
That is called out-of-home metrics.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
they should count that.
I always wondered
they
accounted for that.
Yeah. They definitely should count that. People still go to bars, I understand.
Because there's a ton of packed bars where, there's maybe only a dozen TVs, but there's 100 people.
How the 2010 version of the Super Bowl win in St. Louis? It probably won in New Orleans. In the bars.
It's a better one. Yeah. Health officials in Indiana are out with a warning about a possible, rabies exposure at a recent NBA game.
What the hell? Was there bats flying around?
Bat.
Oh. A bat.
Oh.
And in Indianapolis, Bankers Life Fieldhouse. The State Department has no reports of anybody coming in direct contact with the bat, but anyone who may have touched it is asked to contact their doctor about a possible rabies vaccination. There's no way to tell if the bat had rabies or not, and so what do they do then, Tyler?
You get the shots.
Everybody gets the shots.
They default to the shot.
And that sucks.
Apparently he was out on the court. One of the players said that he knew not to touch it, so he was kicking it.
I wouldn't even do that.
I wouldn't either.
Those things got fangs, can bite through big sneakers probably. Right in your big toe or something like that.
Yeah, probably not.
No, probably not. But they might get your ankle,
But you've got the fear of bats in you.
I do, man. I do. Mainly because rabies is you die. It's not like one of those things, I got it, I'll get it taken care of. Like pretty much a lot of diseases are.
Like syphilis.
Syphilis, exactly,
Or the same thing happens when a cow runs you.
Unless you're banging a bat, then you got to be careful.
If a cow tramples you,
you're
usually dead.
It's a good point.
Or
you don't get a shot for cows trampling.
Pretty decent amount of brain damage.
Right.
No, you're right. Paula Zahn never worked in this building.
It wasn't her. It was
she was born in Omaha.
Oh, okay.
And then the family moved to Chicago.
All right.
She is not related to actor Steve Zahn.
I didn't think she was.
Well, that's what Wikipedia feels the need to tell you that.
All right.
Be a lot cooler if she was.
Yeah. They keep showing that great Steve Zahn, Timothy Olyphantastic's movie, Perfect Getaway.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great movie.
Yeah.
It's on one of the movie channels right now. If you see it, watch it. You'll love it. They're both so good in it. And the chicks are hot.
And Lindsey Vonn done with her skiing career.
Yeah, she wrecked and finished in third,
Yeah.
She's still freaking hot. God, what Tiger dumped that for, or vice versa, right?
She might have dumped Tiger.
Oh, she did dump Tiger, I think.
And, she's the jock sniffer. She went on to...
She didn't after that.
J.J. Watt after
that. Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
And now it's that...
I've seen them.
The guy from the Predators. Subban.
Oh, she dated that dude.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, she's a little... She's a little jungle fever for her.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
There you go.
Isn't he like one of two black guys in the NHL?
Well, she's a really good one.
I think it's more than two.
I think it's more than two, but not much.
Okay,
more.
Five.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's got a long history of jock sniffing.
Oh, that's right. She already had Tiger. I'm talking about
black jock sniffing.
Yeah. Well, Watt.
Yeah, there was
you're saving off a chance.
Watt was a little palate cleanser.
You're saving off a chance.
Yeah, there was like a red carpet video from a couple of years ago, like at the ESPYs or something. She looked like she was about half hammered.
Yeah.
And she was making no bones about the fact that she was hitting on J.J. Watt.
Really?
Right there on TV.
Okay. All right.
I think they were dating at the time, and she was going, well, giving each other groin rubs. And
yeah, she was not subtle about it.
Yeah, she was a little loosened up.
Those four thighs going together. That's a wrestling match right there.
And afterwards, we're going to go squat. We're going to bang, and then it's leg day.
Bang.
Right.
Leg day is bang day. You sit on me,
right,
and we'll squat. That's just stuck to the tip.
And then we're going to go to the islands and crack coconuts.
Since 2012, a sophisticated artificial intelligence has dug through big data to find signs of corruption in the Chinese government. So they've got computers looking at different algorithms and this and that, trying to figure out corruption. This is according to the South China Morning Post. The program is called Zero Trust. It looks through data from banks and property, construction records, even satellite data to look for signs of corruption. And so... apparently, many local officials in many areas are shutting it down because they're afraid of getting busted. No, we're not going to use this.
Yeah.
No, not here.
Yeah, you're right.
No. Not here, we're not.
No.
Yeah, we're fine.
Yeah, when you're guilty, it's so obvious when people are guilty of things and then don't want to do things.
I'm surprised.
Why don't you want to do that? Well, I'm guilty. Like, why don't you take the lie detector test because I'm guilty? Why don't you show me your taxes? Why don't you show me your taxes because I'm guilty. I lied, right. I mean, these are so. It's and Matt, I don't care what you, what party, whatever you are. When somebody says, "Why don't you do something?" they say, "Well, because they know they did something wrong." We've all in real life. You just do that. Let me look at your phone, honey. No, you can't. Well, you don't trust me.
No,
no, I don't. Okay, no, you can't look at it. You don't trust me. Well, then why don't you look at it? Because you don't trust me. Something's on the dude's phone. Sorry, guys.
All right,
Kyle. Someone on the chick's phone. Sorry, guys.
With hey, a cautionary tale.
Hey, Kyle.
What's up, bud?
Oh, not much. Just taking a little morning break from work.
All right. What the hell? What time you go to work?
Oh, I got here at 4:45.
Oh, my God. Okay. Go ahead.
I feel your guys' pain.
Yeah, you do, obviously. Yeah.
But I don't get off till 4.
Oh, you got more pain.
No, do you get a nap?
No, no nap.
He's taking a break 6 to 12. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Well, Todd, you're talking about there's no... shot or vaccine for a cow stepping on you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I grew up on a farm. When I was 17, I was helping my parents work cattle, and we had a crazy one run me over. Stepped on my back knee, messed it up a little bit. So I was young and angry.
Uh-huh.
I hobbled 100 yards to my house, grabbed my .243, and shot her in the head.
You were pissed.
I was. So was my dad at first.
Is your leg still messed up?
No.
Okay,
no,
good.
That's been about 13 years ago.
But the thing is, the cow didn't know why it got shot in the head. I don't think the cow probably realized what it did to you, right?
Yeah, but the cow knew.
Oh,
eventually.
No, she was she was crazy. We don't keep them around. We sell them, but that particular incident had me a little pissed. Right. So we ate her.
Remind us never to piss you off.
And the cow was going to get shot in the head eventually.
True.
Yeah, eventually, true. Yeah, because she was going to go to the cell barn to get butchered anyway.
All right, there you go, man. Revenge, man.
Thank you, Kyle.
Did you ever shoot a pig puss with a gun? When they ran you over on the farm?
No.
Okay.
No farm.
No farm. Okay.
No pig trampling?
No. No.
Because they can get nasty, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a real thing.
Pig trampling? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Stampede.
Mm-hmm.
See, I haven't heard much about that, though.
Stampede?
Pig stampede?
You would just hop on. You would just mutton bust that thing right out of there, wouldn't you? Just hop on the back of that pig and ride it through the stampede.
It's like crowd surfing. You just lay down and let the pigs carry you out of the barn.
Now, I'm not saying it doesn't happen, but I don't see a lot of that in the news. I read a lot more cow trampling.
You do.
Cow stampeding.
And plus, they send it to us all the time.
And you hear about
this. This is for Todd. This is for Todd. This is for Todd.
I think the pig stampede's more just, it's like just broken toes.
You just
get your foot stepped on.
Yeah.
You don't really get killed.
Yeah, I've heard that.
If you fall down, though, they could just chew the hell out of you, right?
They get loose and they go wild. The feral pigs can be pretty nasty. You got to shoot them in the head.
Luckily, not a lot of those running around rural Iowa.
You don't know. You don't know.
Most of the pigs in that part of the
are in your backyard.
Yeah, they're in a pen. Yeah. Right. They're on the farm.
On the farm?
Not my farm. We didn't have a farm.
Yeah.
No farm.
Man is under arrest after allegedly smashing a Harlem sex shop window and pulling out a Barack Obama mannequin that had been dressed like Santa Claus.
Okay. You never thought you'd say that sentence this morning, the whole thing. You never thought you'd read that ever.
The New York Daily News says that rural Altanaga was charged with criminal mischief.
What's he pissed at? Either the sex shop or
surveillance video captured a man picking up a cinder block, hurling it into the window, dragging the mannequin onto the sidewalk. The man reportedly told a worker at the shop that he broke the window because Barack Obama was talking to him, and he didn't like what he was saying. Apparently, there were some Barack fans in the area that stopped this man from doing too much.
What was his name?
Well, boy, that was a tough one. Rural Altanaga.
You got some audio from that dude.
I don't know about y'all, but this President Obama is pissing me off.
That's good audio right there. He's still pissed.
Yeah.
Talking to him when he was saying. First of all, I just don't understand why there's Obama dressed as Santa Claus in a sex shop. But you know,
why
whatever.
Not?
Why not?
Well, there was a Trump right next to him.
Oh, I got it.
They were both
in Santa outfits.
Trump wasn't in a Santa outfit. Right. He had something different on.
Lingerie.
Okay, got him. Probably.
It may have been.
Yeah.
Just the two?
Yeah.
Just the two of us.
Working on some more?
Yeah.
I was just aware of the two of them that were in the... that were actually in the window.
Yeah, when Warren G. Harding's there.
Right. A Bush, a Clinton, a Carter.
Yeah, you got to keep them going. Go back. Yeah, get them all.
Collect them all.
Yeah, collect them all.
Dress them all up.
Did you see that in Utah, a state lawmaker, and we would go along with this as well, state lawmaker there, wants to keep anyone under 18 years old from getting married.
Well, that's legitimate.
Well, that's a problem. And
so I'm taking he's not a hardcore Mormon because they like that stuff.
There's
right?
certain compounds in southern Utah
exactly.
That violate this rule all the time.
This is Democratic Representative Angela Romero. Says that she would that this bill would protect women by not allowing them to marry too young. Right now, excuse me, children in Utah can marry at 15 years old with the permission from parents and a judge.
That's when they just give them somebody, man.
At 16 and 17, you can marry with just the permission of your parents in Utah, and they are going to start looking at this.
And they're trying to stop the child bride stuff, now. Right? And like you said, in those compounds, I get it. Utah might need that rule. It's probably not 18 everywhere. I'm sure they allow 17-year-old high school kids to get married with permission, you know, especially when they're knocked up. We all got people in our family that have been that like that.
Oh, oh yeah.
You know, my mom married 15. My dad was 16. Mom was 15. How they had to drive North Carolina to get married. I guess it was down south of us, so it was probably okay. With permission, by the way. I think they rode down with their parents.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, I don't think there were probably weren't a lot of restrictions when it came to getting married in North Carolina.
And not in 1952, no.
Still needed parents, apparently.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they did have the parents, yeah.
So there's at least something.
Yeah.
You're 12, your cousins, your parents here? Okay.
That's Utah. Good. That's Utah, right?
Then it's good.
Actually, this is more like 60-year-old guys marrying 12-year-old girls in Utah.
And we drove in from out of state, not wearing seat belts, and there was a loaded shotgun in the back seat, too.
Oh, there definitely was. There was a shotgun involved, for sure.
It was different back then.
Yeah.
Out of Madeira Beach, Florida, a coastal community, about 4,500 people, they held a special outdoor meeting during the King of the Beach fishing tournament back in 2012. It's been a while. According to a report from the Florida Commission on Ethics, by her own admission, Nancy Oakley, a city commissioner there in Madeira Beach, had done some drinking at this fishing competition.
Well, it's a fishing competition. It's a party, man.
Yeah, she's also the city commissioner. She spotted Shane Crawford, a city manager at the time, and this other woman, Cheryl, who was his executive assistant. The two of those people that she saw, they would later get married. However, at the time, they were in relationships with other people.
Oh.
And she and this and the one woman, Nancy Oakley, thought that they were having an affair. She was the city commissioner. And so, using expletives, she demanded that the woman who was supposed to be acting as deputy city clerk and taking the minutes be removed. And then she walked up to the guy and started licking his neck.
Oh, this the neck licker.
The neck licker.
Why is this 2012? I saw the
story. It's just coming up now.
Okay.
It's just coming out now.
You can lick my neck. That turns me on, Craig. You know that. That just stuck to the
tip. Oh, yeah, that.
And Craig didn't respond. Damn
well,
it.
Clear. Well, he responded.
No, he responded by looking at you.
He responded by usually smiling he
would
look
go,
at me.
Usually he would go, you know that. If it's Tuesday, he's saying, you know that. He's slow this morning.
I am quite slow.
I can tell.
I just had time to look over at puss and make
Come
sure
on. I was expecting
that stuck to the tape.
I was expecting a, you know that. Then I would play it. Otherwise,
I don't know if he's slow or diabolical.
No, lately he's been going, you know that. That's his bit right there. He didn't play along. I don't like he doesn't play along with our stupid stuff.
So Ms. Oakley started licking this guy's neck and the side of his face and then slowly worked her way up. This is in public, by the way.
Worked her way up?
Worked her way up.
Forehead?
Yeah, from his Adam's apple and then groped him, grabbing both sides, his crotch and his rear end.
She's a fun city manager.
Yeah, it would seem. Now, this guy's eventual girlfriend was standing there the whole time and said that, Miss Oakley's behavior was inappropriate, so Miss Oakley threw a punch at the woman.
Oh.
She missed her.
Okay.
So everybody's fine there. And then it turns out that Miss Oakley has a habit of licking men that either she was attracted to or thought that she had authority over.
Now, I saw the mugshot. She looks drunk, and she looks like you might not want her to lick you.
Yeah.
I mean, she's not hideous. She just
not with the lights on.
Looks like a drunk 60-year-old woman, right?
And then there's other pictures that...
Which I got no problem with, by the way.
Are less attractive.
Okay, got it. Really, the one I saw, the mugshot?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Okay.
I thought.
Okay. Well, I didn't look. I didn't see.
Does that come with winning
the
fishing tournament? I mean, because...
Todd would enter that.
I guess I would accept that.
A free licking from the manager.
If it meant I won the fishing tournament.
So, Miss Oakley says, no, she's never licked anybody's face or done anything like that. And the ethics committee says, yeah, but everybody else says that you have.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to go with them, and we're going to have to get you off the council.
Crazy
she
thing.
Said that she had drank some beer, and quote, some beer, and possibly a cocktail before the face-licking incident. However, it turns out that she licked a lot of people. Right in the face.
Right in the face. Now,
she talked about the fact that she licked people. She says that's what she did when she got drunk.
Whoa. Probably her whole life, too. And she made the city manager. You think somebody, the chick's running for city manager. You know the one that licks everybody's face?
Yep.
She's running for city manager. Let's vote for her.
All right.
Fat, drunken, licking fishermen. No way to go through life.
Face licker from way back.
Licking fishermen.
You can check out her picture on Facebook and Twitter right now.
Do it. Lick that.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.